My name's Jeff Bass. I was born at Tallaghton by Water. My dad, George Henry Bass, he was a miner. But he also worked in the building trade. His dad got him a job with his uncle as a plasterer's labourer. Then he went into the mines. Then he gradually did this job and that job. And he finished up as a inspector, what they call it, before they go down the pit. To see that there's no matches and one thing or another. He was a miner for quite a lot of years.
My name is Edna Bees. I was born in 1932 at Quarry Hill, Holton. I attended Holton St John's School. My father was Percy Sharp. My mother's maiden name was Gertrude Jeffrey. She was born and bred in Holton. All her life she lived in Holton.
And what did your dad do?
He was a blacksmith at Bowers Raw Pit. My mother, of course, was a housewife and a mother.
I went to Allerton Bywater Primary School, then I head up into the junior school, and then I passed a scholarship to go to Whitwood Tech. Then from Whitwood Tech, I went to work for Parrots as a plumbing apprentice.
So did you learn your plumbing at Whitwell?
No, funnily enough, that was the only thing we didn't take was for joinering, bricklaying, drawing, chemistry. But as far as for plumbing, no. My father took me to Parrots at Methley to be a joiner, but they hadn't got a vacancy for a joiner, so they asked me if I'd be a plumber. He said, would I give it 6 months' trial? Then I had to start night schooling, of course. P.J. Parrott had died when I started working for them, and it was run by Lewis Flintoff and George Walker. They were the two main men in the firm. There was quite a big firm as far as from they built building all over the place, building schools, houses and all kinds of things, yeah. When they had these sites going, they'd employ loads of people in. But when they were, the permanent staff would say probably around about, 15.
Were they building in Holton and Woodlesford at that time?
There was regulations on material in those days. They built Albert Road. That was the first project as far as I can remember. But I didn't do anything on the plumbing side of it. That was Shooks, Mr. of York, that did that. I had two or three plumbers during my apprenticeship. But then I'd be about 17 and a half. And the plumber left, and so I had to take over and be the plumber for the firm. But you see, I was going to night school, so any problems I had, I could ask the teacher at night school.
Can you remember where you worked, what projects you worked on, which buildings you made?
Garforth, a few houses at Garforth, but mainly doing alterations at schools and various repairs and stuff. Down Methley Junction, there was 80 houses there, and they were all outside toilets, dry toilets. So we converted 80 to wet toilets. Then to where the Royal Oak is, Woodra. We added 26 houses on the same, there's a long row, and there was 26 houses there and converted all those. Then when it came to being 18, I was due to go into the forces. But the firm got me deferred until I was 21. So then I went into the RAF. I started off at Padgate. Then from Padgate I went to Kirkham at Blackpool. Then I went to learn a trade, down at St. Athony near Cardiff. Then I came from there up to Stratford-on-Avon. Wellesbourne Mountford was the aerodrome there. And it was between Stratford and Warwick. I was an airframe mechanic there. Oxfords, Hansons, Chipmunks, Harvards, Tiger Moths.
And was that similar work? Were you able to pick it up quickly because of the plumbing?
Funnily enough, I was put onto composite aircraft, which is wood aircraft.
So tell me what happened when you came out of the RAF.
I started working for Rothwell Council. The council had been searching for me to come and work for them. So that's how I ended up there. A chap called Albert Pollard, he was the plumber at the council, and I presume they wanted another plumber to go with him, which it felt really right that they should want me, and I was coming to live here in in Rotherham District, you know, so it just fell into place. He got promoted to be the foreman of all the works, and I was the plumber.
Right. Just tell me then about what kind of work that you did for them.
Well, it was all repairs. One of the jobs, this was in 1954, there was something wrong with the water coming in the town hall clock. One Saturday morning, they said, would I go and fasten the lead back? So I went up and I said, there's no way we can fasten the lead back. It's a major job, is this? So they wanted to know how much it would cost for the lead. So I worked, and it was £140 just for the lead, which was a lot of money in those days. And I was up there a month renewing the lead on the council clock, and it's still in go now.
And the repair work then, was that on the council houses?
Houses, yeah. From Thorpe to Methley and all in between. So it was quite a big area. It was Rothwell Council. There was Methley, then we came up to Woodlesford, Alton, Rothwell, Robin Hood, Northfield Avenue, some at Carlton, some at Thorpe. You know, so it was quite a big area.
And was that working on houses that had been around for a few years or working on relatively new houses?
Well, it houses that had been built years ago. But then at Thorpe, we built 14 houses at Thorpe, at Parrots. And so I worked on those. And then eventually I had to go and do the repairs on them.
Did you come to Alton and Woodlesford then when you worked? You must have come around here when you were repairing things then.
The day that I started working for the council, I worked on this spot.
Where you live now?
Here. We were doing all the guttering, renewing all the guttering on these houses.
What about the pipes in the street, the sewage pipes? Did you have anything to do with them?
No. The sewage pipe was a sewage department. The mains were the water department. I was on the housing department.
There'd be quite a lot of people who worked for the council in those days, wouldn't there? Do you know how many there were?
Probably around about 30 on the housing department.
And where were you based?
Rothwell. Well, the council yard at the council offices, but we had a place up at the cross.
So you worked for the council then for about 7 years?
That's it, yeah. Mm.
Tell me about why you went and set up in business on your own.
Because I could see that each week the money was spoken for. But then I thought, well, I'll have to do something better than this, because I could see the plumbers that were working round here, and I thought, well, I can do as good a job, if not better than them. Nobody wanted me to start. You know, I have a good job, don't. Anyway, I started working for myself, 1960.
And did you keep the job at the council going for a bit? Or?
No. Yeah. But they told me if I didn't make a success of the business, I could go back. But all the people that I was known to, from the clerk to the council to the bottom, I worked for them all. I'd got to know everybody, you see. I knew all their area.
It wasn't difficult to get in business.
Oh, I never, ever had a day when I had nothing to do.
And were you working on your own, or did you employ people?
Yes, I worked on my own for 3 years, then I took an apprentice on. Then I had a chap, he'd retired as a rep. He was an electrician by trade, but he was pretty handy at other things. So I set him on then, George Mills. He lived in Leeds, been on the Arctic convoys, George.
And what area did you cover with your private business then?
Well, anywhere, because I worked for the coal board, you know, I had the contract with the coal board for central heating.
In their offices?
In homes. And they would send me, and they could be anywhere. I've done them out as far as Barnsley.
How did you get that contract then?
I'd already done heating at Parrots. I knew all about it. So I wrote to the coal board, and they sent a chap to see me. He came and looked at jobs that I'd done. So I knew I was awarded that job there.
So because central heating was only just becoming...
It was just coming in.
Coming in then, wasn't it?
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. And then the gas board, I was Corgi registered for them. I'd, you know, so I had to pass all their things. So, yeah. And then I had all these bathroom conversions. That was in go as well. And I'd got the contract for repairs for Rothwell Council. It was all a good procession.
You worked did a lot for Smith and Robinson's, didn't you?
Yeah, I had the van at home on a night, you know, and in fact I had a garage on Greenleaf for it. And I used to pick a chap up called Freddie Hope, and he worked at Smith and Robinson, and he used to be waiting for the bus at Oulton Lodge. And I said to him, sorry, Freddie, but I won't be able to pick you up anymore after next week. He says, why? He says, because I'm starting working for myself. He says, hey, calling that out for me. And he says, the chap who'd been working for them had fallen off a ladder. He was no good, really. There's loads of work there. So I called in, and Mr. Robinson said, do you know what about steam heating? I said, of course I know all about steam heating. I got the job there, and it was the best firm I ever worked for.
And what was? Why did they need steam heating? Was that to do with the lorries that they had and everything?
All the garages were the different sections of the... I mean, it was a vast place, and each section had its own heating. And then the lorries, they were all steam cleaned.
In that period, then, in the 60s, they were building a lot of new houses around here. Did you work on actually the plumbing that went inside the new houses?
Well, I had people come to me, would I do these houses for? I said, no, I won't. Because I always think little fish can't swim with big fish. And I'd got plenty of work without getting involved with these people. And so I didn't do any. I'm telling a lie. Wilf Robinson, he was a builder and joiner at Rothwell. He built the Oval. And I did all the houses on the Oval for him.
What about around in Oulton and Waddlesford?
Well, the church, they were stealing let from the church roof. And each time they stole about 2,500 weights. I had to go to get the sheets, cover them up. We had to have a crane to lift. And each piece weighed 400 weights. But this went on for four times, probably five. And they put a piece of twine or cotton or what, a thread across at the place. So that when that was broken, it triggered it, the police station down at Methley, so that they knew that there was somebody in. This particular item must have gone off, and the police came to, and they shined the torch at our bedroom window at 11 o'clock, half past 11.
Oh, it was very late.
Very late. I opened the window, I said, what's the matter? He says, your lead's gone. I thought someone had broke into the workshop. I'm certain they'd come to see if I wasn't stealing it and renewing it.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. Did you get paid for that job, or did you do it sort of for charity?
Paid. No,
big job.
No, yeah, they were all insurance jobs. And I went down one day, I'd sheeted it up to meet the assessors, and when I put my head over the parapet, there'd been again.
And did you work for the factories and the little businesses?
Yes, I did, yes. I worked for Bentley's Brewery. I did a lot of work for Bentley's, and then it went to Whitbread's, and I did a lot of work for them. Then
Paintworks.
Yeah, did a lot of work. Well, a lot of work there at Paintworks.
Tell me about the other people, other tradespeople around in Oulton and Waddlesford in your time. Then just tell me who they were and what kind of things they did.
Well, Brian Westwood, the joiner. We worked very close with Brian on lots and lots of jobs. Bathroom conversions and one thing and another. Oh, and tell something else, I worked for the West Riding County Council for... They used to do jobs on alterations on schools. I don't know how I found time to...
Albany Hanks.
Albany Hanks, you know...
Tell me about him.
Well, he was a good friend to me because Albany was something to do with the brewery. And, of course, his firm, I worked for the building firm and I also worked for the brewery. He was a big man there because I know I went to see him in his office when I started working for them, and it had an office where there were two doors, you know, soundproofing. I know Albany said to me, he said, if ever you have nothing to do, come down here and we'll find you something. So what more can you do?
Oh, yeah. What about the garages? Did you have anything to do with them?
Yeah, I did a lot of work for Coopers, Brookies. It was DN Brook, Dennis.
And did you ever meet his father, then?
Yes, I worked for his father up at the hall, Leventhorpe Hall, yeah.
So, let me just talk to you a bit, Edna. So, just remind me what your dad and your mum were called again.
My dad was Percy Sharp, and my mother was Gertrude Jeffrey.
So, tell me about your dad. Where did he work?
He worked at Boers Row Pits, and he was a blacksmith.
How did he have his accident then? How did he lose his arm?
He had to go repair the pit wheel. And
before he was ready for coming home. And, of course, he had his
coat on.
And, they said, Percy, there's something up matter with the pit wheel. So he went up, he put his arm over. And
it was still working, you see.
To do something, and it caught his sleeve. And, of course, it took his arm off up to here.
Up to his elbow?
Yeah. Mm. He had just that little stump on here.
So did he go back to work then after he did?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. He worked for a long time after, didn't
he? He had a false arm. He could garden, he could do anything.
What do you think about how this area has changed over the years?
Oh, tremendously. It's not the same in 1% to what it used to be. I mean, you go out of your home, you don't know people. You see people come to the bus stop. Never seen them before.
It was better when it was under Rothwell Council.
That's where it went, you see. We could name everyone from Bottom and North Lane. I knew people at Thorpe, I knew people at Methley, all over it, you know. But it's not just here, it's everywhere. You know, everyone talks about this, you know, not having the same communication with each other. I mean, your next door neighbour, I mean, there's people here, we don't even know the surnames.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I think a lot to do with it is, you know, how people go to work. Well, this village could take everybody in the village to work in the village. But now it's go all over the place.